The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going. Phone lines open for you as well. 312-332-ESPN on this Football Friday. Cap, good to see you, my friend.
So good to have my guy back.
Yes.
How was the Indiana Dudes?
All right, let's just start there, okay? Let's start there. So I'm just trying to just have a nice vacation, unplugging. It's our anniversary today, by the way.
Happy anniversary, Michelle. How you did it, I don't know.
number 22 for us.
Pretty good.
Right? So, I mean, Cap, I'm just trying to unplug, and I just keep getting these messages about my time at the Indiana Dunes.
Mm-hmm.
Monticello. Do I have that right? Is that where the Indiana Dunes are? Monticello, Indiana?
I don't know. I just knew you were at the Sandpiper.
Yes,
I said they had little like teepees and little like huts that you could go in. Didn't I say that?
Little teepees. Is that what it is, Jay?
I think what he actually said was you were staying with your wife in an igloo.
He said it's a little chilly today. I go, well, they have igloos that he could stay in.
He told me hoodies in the Indiana Dunes. I said, no shot. He said, yeah, he's out with his wife for the anniversary. They're camping. I said, no shot.
So ridiculous. Why, Cap? Why?
That's what I thought.
Well, that's not where we went.
But you told me.
I mean, can you write 8 days? No shot. No shot against the Indiana Dunes. No problem there, but just, that's a long time. In Indiana Dunes, it's a long time.
Right.
Instead.
I said you went hiking?
No, I didn't do all of that. No, I did not. Well, how about Austin, Texas?
You weren't in Indiana.
I was not in Indiana Dunes. No, I was not.
I thought you were in Indiana.
No, I think I told you before I left it. Nashua, New Hampshire, I believe I told you.
You told Shay that.
Yes.
Merkin. He told Merkin.
So, yes.
He told me nothing because I didn't ask. I know better.
That's right. I did tell Merkin that, didn't I?
When you said that, I was like, why is he going to Nashua? You were so convincing.
Well, that's what I... Hey, Charlie, that's what I do. I'm here to be convincing because no one needs to really know. That's why. Yeah, the house is vacant. No one needs to know
what you're. What you're really concerned is that there's a guy who works in the afternoons who makes it his mission in life to find out where people vacation and then soil said trip with early morning calls. His name is Mark Silverman.
There's no question about that. You have to be very wary of that. A brother is going to Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska, where there's 1 hour of sunlight. And here's a guy that calls up at 5 a.m. Alaska time, calls the desk and says, my husband is in peril. There's a problem. He has a breathing problem. Please check his room. I said, do not disturb, ma'am. Please check in my husband. Sir, are you okay? What the hell's that? Sir. Oh, God. I'm going to the door like I'm Ditka. I'm going. Yeah. Good, Jim. I'm going to the door. I just, barely just opened the door. So just ajar. Yeah, what's going on? Your wife's on the phone. She's very concerned. My wife's on the phone. Yo, did you call? No, I'm not calling. Sylvie! God damn it! So that's why we don't say where we're going, because that little bastard will call and it just ruined the trip. I was in Fairbanks for 6 days. Could not sleep. Because he ruined the whole rhythm thing. Because a guy's knocking on the door. I didn't know what was going on. I thought it was a fire alarm. I didn't know what was going on. Sylvie. So that's why we don't say, Cap. That's why we don't say what's going on. That's why.
So funny.
Okay. So, yeah. So, yes, a great time in Texas. And here's what's so interesting. You had the Bears and the Bulls in the same state last week. You had the Bulls against San Antonio.
Yep.
And Austin and San Antonio, but that's about an hour and a half away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the Bears, and there's Bears fans in Austin, in Dallas. It was amazing how many Bears fans are out there. We talked about this last time we were together, about how many Bears fans are out there, not just in Chicago, but just all over the country. We get calls about the Bears in the UK. It's amazing the reach of this team internationally. But in Texas, yeah, I mean, I'm going back on Southwest, by the way. I got the little extender. Didn't need it as much this time. Didn't need the extender as much.
Right, you've gone down.
Yeah, so could you please, quietly, hand me the extender?
Yeah, seatbelt extender.
Yeah, please.
Just here extender. You go!
Yeah. She was very quiet this time. Just please, keep it down. Of course, nothing like the pre-board too, pal. The old pre-board. That's a good thing. Pre-board, please. Yeah, thank you. I'm walking in like Ditka. There's the wheelchair people behind me. Hey, we'll see you on the plane. Good, Jim. I feel bad, Cap. I felt so bad. When I go to the desk, when I check in, I go, I'm going to need a seatbelt extender just, you know, because of my condition. Okay, no problem. Pre-board, Mr. Hood, Mr. Thank you. And a thank you, sir, for your service in the wheelchair. Good, Jim. I shouldn't take advantage of the system. I mean, I can walk like anybody else, but just the idea they see me and go, yeah, you probably need a pre-board. I do?
I'll take that.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate
it. Thank you very much. So,
but how did the Hoods get such a front seat?
Jim. Yeah, I'm just walking in, chewing the gum with the bear sweater. That's what I'm doing, Cap.
So good.
Yeah, so it's good to be back, though, because, man, there's a lot of news that's been going on. What a interesting time for Chicago sports, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. We have Roquan out of town, Robert Quinn before him out of town.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Bulls win at New Jersey, or at Brooklyn, I should say, while they had to deal with all the nonsense going on around that team with Kyrie. Steve Nash said, they said, you're fired. He goes, no, I'm not fired. I quit. I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
Have you seen his life? I was reading an article. He's got a gorgeous wife, beautiful kids, got a home in California.
Manhattan Beach.
Mm-hmm. And he's made insane millions of dollars. Why do you want to coach that jackass?
I know.
He ran into a friend of ours and said, the worst. Coaching this crew is the worst. I'm out. Done.
I think it surprised both of us that he was even interested in coaching. Yeah, Steve Nash. It's like, you're a Hall of Famer. What do you got to prove? It was one of those things that just came out of nowhere, very similar to like Brad Stevens taking the Boston job. It was a typical Danny Ainge, though, outside the box. No one sees it coming. Boom, here's Brad Stevens. Same thing with Steve Nash, though. We had no clue that he had any interest in coaching. And then all that happened. So we got to break that down, too, because I got a lot of long thoughts about Kyrie Irving. But as far as the Bears are concerned, taking on the genius Mike McDaniel and the Miami Dolphins, Cap. You know, I didn't see the number on that, by the way. What's the line?
Five, I believe. Five
four
and a half.
Four and a half I saw last night. We locked in our picks at 8:18. It will be five, but I saw four and a halves pop up last night.
Four and a half. That seems pretty close, Cap. It seems pretty close. And based on what I saw against the Cowboys, I tell you, you thought the Bears had no defense on Sunday. Wait until you see them against the Dolphins.
Right. Now, I'm not telling you that I feel confident that it's going to be a blowout because Miami's not great defensively.
They're not.
So the Bears could absolutely score on them. I think the over might be the play in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be surprised if in the end the Bears win.
I mean, I guess that's what we got to look at and where you look at now that we're past the deadline. How do you look at Bears football now? Meaning, you know, is our wins important now that Claypool's part of the mix, or is it about the development of Justin Fields? I cannot go back on what we've talked about all summer leading into where we are today. you and I are lockstep in the belief that everything is about Justin Fields and his development. And you can just tell, once again, he's not the finished product yet. He tried his ass off. He worked his ass off against the Cowboys. And he looked good for the most part. But still, there's growing pains with him. And we also have to realize that that's the most important thing. Wins and losses don't matter as much because now look at what's happening with Ryan Poles. He's setting up the future nicely, isn't he?
He is. He's got a lot of draft capital. Mm-hmm. He's got a ton of cap space. He is doing, setting a plan, and he's staying loyal to said plan. That's the key.
You and I have to have blinders. No, never mind about what's happening on the left and the right. Let's keep our eyes on Poles. Luckily, because of what you laid out, you've got cap space and you've got draft picks. If you are not be able to get this team to be one of the top teams in the NFC in the next couple of years, then he should be out. I mean, you've got everything. You have so much that teams would covet as far as money to spend and draft picks to be able to make a team grow.
Yeah, and again, it's not going to happen overnight. I had a guy come up to me yesterday. I was at the gym, and he said, "Can we make the playoffs now with Chase Claypool here?"
No.
I said, "Brother, we just got rid of Robert Quinn and Roquan."
Mm-hmm.
No, this team's not any good. But they have set themselves up for a bright future a couple years from now.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I was thinking maybe Claypool would become a chance to go to the playoffs. No. not going to happen.
But you love the excitement, though, right? But there is that same feeling, that optimism of saying it's new and fresh. What now? Well, again, it's about patience. Now we're in the Jack Sanborn era.
Right.
That's where we are right
He's
now.
He's the starter now.
We just knew it was going to happen.
There you go.
The All-American.
The All-American kid.
Here he comes, Cap, from Chicago.
And he plays hard, and he battles. He went to Wisconsin. He's from Lake Zurich.
Oh, Jack
go get
Sanborn.
Him. People love him. Gotta get that white linebacker in there. So funny.
You watch the jersey sales now, Cap. He makes a couple of plays. That guy's going to be right there with Justin.
Oh, get me a Sanborn.
Can I get a Sanborn? Who? He's All-American. Look at him.
Our guy Joey, that'll be his guy, Jack Sanborn.
I'm just telling you, this is going to be his era now to be able to prove that he belongs to this football team as a starter, or at least someone that they could use.
Okay, so how would you like to see, and I don't like rooting for losses, but I understand what this is.
Sure.
So that's the question for you. How do you want this game to go?
Yeah, for me, I always want to see the Bears win. But the number one thing is, what does Justin look like against this Dolphins defense?
And I just said to you, I don't like rooting for losses.
Yeah.
I'll take 3-14.
I understand.
Get me the highest draft pick. I'm good. But at the end of the day, wow, that Bears offense over the second half of the season really looked good. The defense is horrible. We'll fix it.
Well, one thing about this city, we know we have a lot of confident general managers. They'll sit there. And
they're all over the Ryan and the Kennedy and the Edens.
not just us as fans. I mean the guys with the shirt and ties, the Hans, you know, the Jeds of the world. These guys here, I mean, they will talk to you for a long time about how confident they are, what the direction of it, their team. But it's about getting it done. You can talk about it, but it's about getting it done. Let's see the results. Next couple of years, Cap, we should be talking about a playoff Bears team. We should be.
Yeah, I don't know about next year, but the year after.
No question. You should be soon talking about a Bears team that can be able to be a perennial playoff team in the mix in the NFC.
And by the way, the Packers suck.
Yes, I noticed that.
Going in the wrong direction.
I noticed that. I was seeing that on the vacation. Hey, if you could script this game this weekend against the Dolphins, what would it look like? Are you still hoping for a Bears victory? There's been a lot of changes with the defense. We know what's going on here with Ryan Poles and bringing Claypool in. So, again, if you could script this game this weekend against the Dolphins, what would it look like? All right, let's open the phone line, Shay. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. Your thoughts on the Bears, the new look Chicago Bears. Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We're with you until 10. It'll be Greeny at 10.
Then Carmen and Yurko from 12 to 2. That'll be Waddle and Sylvie. They'll be broadcasting live from Shoeless Joe's Ale House. That's brought to you by Miller Lite. That's going to be fun for the guys. They'll be there from 2 to 6, Black and Abdallah, 6 to 8, all part of the mix right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000.
By the way, I was talking with the lovely Dion Miller yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I've never, till yesterday, had cold brew.
Brought to you by Eakin Law.
That 3126 million.
Sign my ball.
For Howard. I had never had cold brew. Mm-hmm. I just get iced coffee,
yep.
Which I started drinking 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And there are times it's delicious, and there are times it's a little, like, bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And Deion said, get a cold brew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's the same thing. No, it's not. Yes, it is. It's iced coffee. I went in yesterday. Excuse me. Could I get a venti cold brew, please? Yeah. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Way smoother.
See?
Way smoother.
See?
So highly recommending it.
See?
Vicki McHenry, catching up on yesterday's show. She listened to the pod. Iced coffee is dumping regular brewed coffee over ice. A cold brew is taking coffee and letting it steep in room temperature water for at least 12 hours. Deeper, richer flavor that way. You are correct.
How about that?
Take that.
That's good. I mean, look, you can have your fancy coffee. I'm just a Folgers guy myself.
Yeah, okay.
I like a nice Folgers from time to time.
He's got a $700 Keurig machine at his house.
Don't worry about what I've got in my house.
Yeah.
See, that's why I don't tell you these things. Now someone's going to rob me.
That's it.
Thanks a lot.
That's it.
I guess you got some room for Michelle and I when we get robbed because you told people I got a Keurig machine.
No question.
Filled with Folgers.
And by the way, every
Folgers
show
is going to keep people from robbing them. Yeah. I got to tell you.
It's a repellent.
That and Sanka.
It's a repellent.
They're going to break into your house and leave you more Folgers.
Right? Okay. Folgers in your gun. Okay.
How about that? At the end of every show this week?
Yeah.
While you were gone?
Mm-hmm.
From Chicago.
Well, that's where we are, right? We got to make sure we put the stamp on it, Cap.
That's it.
We are from Chicago.
I had to make sure and imitate you.
A lot of messages to me regarding Roquan Smith. Sorry for your loss. Oh, my God, your guy's gone. Listen, it's all a business, Cap. I said at the time, I am a Roquan Smith fan. As a Georgia guy watching him all those years at Georgia and then him coming to the Bears, the first thing people were asking me, you asked me, Cap, hey, what are we getting in Roquan Smith? I said, there's a guy that you have to worry about for 10 years. There's a guy there that can make a difference. You don't have to worry about him. He's going to be a solid player. And he got traded. And people are saying, well, what do you think? They traded your guy. What I think is that you have to go back to the beginning of all this. Here is Roquan Smith. Pretty much saying, I want out. Got on Instagram. We covered it, Cap. It was during our show.
Mm-hmm.
Says he wants out. Doesn't want to be here. He wants to be able to get paid. All that. So you know it was rocky from the beginning when he's there with his gnarled fingers dialing the phone trying to find a deal for himself without an agent. So you know that was a problem.
That's the amazing thing, that he did not have an agent, and then he had a bit of a run-in with Ryan Poles because he didn't like what he was being told.
Okay. Well, that's why you need an agent. Don't you see? Yes. I could have gone nose to nose with a lot of program directors over my years if they told me how they really felt about me. But that's why we have an agent. You and I have the same agent.
That is correct.
That way the agent can take all the slings and arrows. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, Poles will probably told him the truth. Like, hey, we like you, but you're not a guy that gets sacks. Look at these numbers. They've gone down. And all this other. So, of course, you're going to go nose to nose. It was dumb for him not to have an agent. And now he's traded. That doesn't surprise me, because if you've listened to this show, Cap and I have told you that what it's about is trying to get better, putting it in the image of Poles and Eberflus. And the questions that you raised, saying that, well, could Roquan fit in this system they have defensively? That was always a question mark, was it not?
Correct. And they said he is not a guy that is a sack machine or a forced fumble machine. And there was audio we played while you were gone, and I know we saved it for you. Somebody asked a question to Eberflus at the press conference and said, Matt, if Quentin Nelson hadn't been on the board at 6, who they took, was Roquan in play?
At 5?
He went a couple picks later, yeah.
It was 5. He was 11, right?
Eight.
Okay, yeah. I don't think that we at that time, Ballard was in the business of taking a off-the-ball linebacker at 8. I don't think I could convince him of that.
How about that?
There's nothing funny about that. That's just his. That's how he felt.
Not in the business of taking an off-the-ball linebacker at 8. But they took a guard.
Thought he was at 11. Player.
Was that Charlie?
He thought he was at 11.
Right.
At 11, right? He's like, 8.
And he said, you mean at 5? I don't think they picked Quentin Nelson at 5. I think he was 6.
Mm.
But whatever. He's a D coordinator, not a draft guru.
It did sound like a little bit of a shot, though, didn't it?
It did.
Especially when you consider what people in league circles say about Chris Ballard, the general manager of the Colts. And I know things have gone sideways this season, but people generally recognize him as one of the better talent evaluators in the league. And for Eberflus to say what he said about Roquan there, it does kind of feel like a shot.
I think that kind of cements Cap's feeling originally about how Roquan Smith would fit into this defense, meaning that, off the ball linebacker. I mean, yes, he is, but the way he said it, it was kind of very dismissive.
How about in the paper today in the Sun Times, Jeff Agress column? It's about Alex Brown, how he's, doing an awesome job on the NBC Sports Chicago Post football after show.
Sure.
They ask him about how the Bears handled the Roquan Smith situation.
Mm-hmm.
That particular system, when we saw linebacker Lance Briggs, this is going to be fun on Sunday when Lance hears about this, mm-hmm. come in at 230, 235, you knew he was going to be an all-pro that year. When he came in at 245, 248, you knew it was going to be a struggle all year trying to get him down so he could be that player.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be firing on the weight, of course. And then he said Roquan could fit in this system if he got his body right. He needed to lose 10 to 12 pounds to be a superstar in this defense.
Okay. But I'm okay with him being traded, Cap, because it's just part of the business. I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to put it in their image. Now, here's the thing I always say about this. If you're going to trade Roquan Smith, if you're going to make all these deals, you better put some production back in place for it.
Agreed.
You're going to trade Roquan Smith and get nothing for it on the other side, then that's going to be a problem. Because we will keep our eyes focused on what the Bears are doing up there at House Hall. If you trade Roquan Smith, who I think is a tremendous talent, and you get nothing on the other end, I'm going to hit the roof. Because that guy, to me, is a difference maker.
You traded one of your picks to get Chase Claypool.
Okay. And now let's get to that, too. And again, we've got open phone lines for you on the Bears, 312-332-3776. If you could script the game this weekend against the Dolphins, what would it look like? You still hoping for a Bears victory based on everything that's happened? We want to get your thoughts on that. But when it comes to Claypool, it's interesting. So you say, I'm good with 3 wins. Now, there's nothing like Justin Fields being able to connect to Darnell Mooney. We've seen that that's a connection. But what if? The two big words in entertainment, what if, right? What if Claypool becomes a guy mm-hmm. where he's dependable, unlike Pettis and St. Brown dropping passes? I mean, hey, great passes, but these are catches that should have been made in that Dallas
Smith,
game.
Smith-Marset.
Brother, but in a Dallas game, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Stop! I mean, an average wide receiver making those plays. I'm sitting in a bar in Austin, Texas. One half was watching the Bears. The other was watching Austin FC, the soccer, right, on the other. Quiet down. I'm trying to watch the Bears. Bring the volume down, pal. Soccer. Stop. I'm trying to focus it on the Bears, right? So, that's a fine, by the way. I gave you a chance. That's a fine.
I didn't get any coffee.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Come on now.
Hey, Danny, can you do me a favor? Danny's driving in. Can you hit the Starbucks venti bike with cream?
Berniesbookbank.org, by the way. $1. Oh, for heaven's sakes. I'm trying to make a point here. And you... coughing. I mean, jeez.
I had $4 left. Okay. Charlie.
What happened with Charlie? What happened? What'd you do to Charlie?
Charlie went to Carbon's event last night.
Yeah.
Mistakenly bought an auction item that he can't afford. So I bought it from him.
So now you have hardly any cash left because of it, right?
Right.
I understand.
So I've only got $4 left. Now I got 3 because I got fined.
Yes, that's right.
Danny, I need a coffee, man. Please.
Okay. I mean, listen. My point was about what if, right? The big words are what if. If Justin has a connection to Mooney, does Justin have a connection to Chase Claypool? What if he's a guy, Cap?
Oh, if he's a guy, then all of a sudden you've gone from just Mooney and a bunch of whoever's to, I got two pieces in the wide receiver room that are keepers. Now you got to use one of your top picks, hopefully, to get a receiver, but you get the best guy on the board. period, because you got so many holes. And that's the way Ryan said the other day when he had his press conference. When he goes in that room, he doesn't care if it's a right tackle, left tackle, a linebacker. Who's the best guy on the board? Take him. Mm-hmm. And he's just going to plug and play talent. Just keep adding talent.
It's funny the way this roster, I look at this new depth chart, this new reimagined depth chart for the Bears. Mm-hmm. This is set up, Cap, for Justin Fields to have fun in this offense and be able to move around in the pocket, connect to Montgomery and Mooney and Claypool and Komet, while the defense sucks. So you might get your wish, by the way. It might be another game where the Bears score 28, 29 points, but then give up 40 on the other end.
And I have no problem with it.
I think that's what's going to be. I think that's, if you look at the roster, it's set up that way, isn't it?
I like it. I do. I have zero problem if they go out this weekend and you go, they lost 37-28. Okay. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Justin played well. Yep. He had three touchdown passes. Ran for a fourth. We had over 350 yards total up. I'm good. We're good. Do it.
I like Justin being pulled in the fourth quarter for Simeon. As if, you know what? You did a good job. Sit down. As if they were winning the game. He's like, it's clearly the Bears are just like, okay, before you get killed out there, that's
correct.
Enough. Yeah.
We don't need you running. We're not winning this game.
By the way, Bears in the two-point conversion, I might want to stop that. Yeah. Enough.
He almost died.
I mean, Cap, when
did you see that play?
No, I'm looking at the big screen. I'm at a bar drinking a Lone Star, and I'm looking up at the screen, and I saw him get blown up, blown to bits on that 2-point conversion.
Oh my God.
The bar was like they did the whole, you know, the Cobra thing where you put your hands over your head.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
Oh! Like that.
Like almost died.
Yes. Yes. Unencumbered to the quarterback.
I couldn't believe it.
It was a free shot at him, too. That's a tough kid.
I could not believe it.
Tough kid. All right, we'll take your phone calls on the Bears coming up. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. What about this game against the Dolphins? You know, if you could script the game, what would it look like for you? Still hoping for a Bears victory? We'll take your phone calls next, and shot or no shot at 8 o'clock. All part of the mix on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Captain J Hood, morning 7 to 10. Here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. But to remind you, we got Shot or No Shot coming your way at 8 o'clock. Courtney Cronin, in an hour from now, we'll hear from her going inside the locker room for the Bears. They get ready to take on Mike McDaniel and the Miami Dolphins. And by the way, the Dolphins might be a new formula, Cap. We've seen this with the Rams. They said draft picks aside, we need the talent.
Correct.
I mean, listen, now that might not be long-lasting as far as you have being a perennial Super Bowl team, but the Dolphins somewhat doing what the Rams are doing, saying, no, don't worry about the taxes. Don't worry about the you know what's going on with the salary cap. We're going for it now. I like it. They're trying to stockpile real talent.
I like it a lot. Bradley Chubb's available.
Yeah.
Yeah, done. Here, take our number one pick.
Sure. You just go for it. Some teams, listen, you roll the dice, Cap. At some point, you roll the dice. Now, Dolphins don't usually do that. But they're saying, okay, we might have a shot here. So this is almost NBA-like with some of these teams.
Yeah, it is, and it's cool to see. We're not in that position. We're not.
No, we're not.
Get to the talent acquisition phase. You go, well, we've got a lot of talent here. Oh, so-and-so became available? Give them our pick. That's when you pounce.
By the way, I should fine you for not being prepared this morning.
What'd I do? I
mean, the idea that you come in here with no coffee and no water.
My wife's out of town.
So what does that mean?
She handles the coffee duties occasionally.
And what about the water? She handles that too? She's got a does she have a carafe of water for you at all times?
We share the coffee making responsibility, but why would I make a pot of coffee if it's just me and the dogs?
Ah, geez, the wife's out of town. I don't have any coffee there. Dingbats. Is that what you're doing, Cap?
No, we share the responsibility, but I make a whole pot. I'm not going to make, and I was out of Keurig cups, so I couldn't make a single.
You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You have time to go get coffee before your Channel 5 hit. You have time for water.
And then I did not have time before the Channel 5 hit because I had to take care of the dogs this morning and then get in the car and get down here.
Okay. Then, what about after the Channel 5 hit?
We had a meeting.
And then?
We have a show.
You had time. You're just... And then what about the water?
I left it in the fridge upstairs.
It's in the office. I mean, like, again, but you're coming... You're hacking, coughing.
I keep bottles of Core Hydration. Snorling went and is going up to get me one. And Merkin's bringing coffee. Merkin, you're the greatest.
Unbelievable.
Thanks a lot, Danny.
I mean, people are just handing you things. Can't you just be self-sufficient for once?
No.
For God's sakes.
I need my wife back.
Hon, where's the beer? Beer me, beer. My wow. God. Thanks, Arch.
Let's go to the phone.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. I'm Jonathan Hood. He's Archie Kaplan. Let's go ahead to the phone lines and talk to you. Highland Park, here's Jake on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Sparkles?
I truly believe the Chase Claypool pick trade was a good trade. I think the wide receiver draft class, free agent class coming up is not deep, and this shows that the Bears have full faith in Justin Fields to be the franchise quarterback.
Yeah, I think so, too. And again, this is just one move. Just what? Okay, thank you very much.
Got your water.
Thank you.
Take that.
In our office. I know where to find them.
There you go.
You know where to find it.
I knew where it was. I forgot to get it.
It's unbelievable. You going to be okay now?
I'm good.
Now you have water?
Yes.
Coffee? People, hand and foot, whatever you need, right, Cap? Whatever you need. It's unbelievable.
Jeez.
It's okay. Nonetheless, he mentioned Claypool. Do you remember his call? He talked about Claypool. He says that maybe that can be a difference and shows that he's the franchise quarterback. I got that, too. I felt that way, too. We were wondering, is Justin their guy? They said it all along, but, of course, you have to show that as a general manager.
Yeah,
looks like he is.
And I believe that he is, and I think they believe that he is. Ryan Poles was on with Waddle and Sylvie, and that question was asked by Mark Sylvie about, has he proven it enough to you? He didn't come out and say, oh, yeah, he's the guy. I'm encouraged. I'm happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got 9 games left to go, why would you pass judgment right now? Right?
Right. Right.
So he was complimentary, reserved. He could say that at the end of the year. He doesn't need to say it now. Let's go back to the phones.
Sebastian in Oak Park on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Seabass.
Hey, good morning, Hood. Good morning, Cap.
What's up, man?
Hey, if I were to script Sunday's game, I'm reiterating much of what you're saying. It would be a 24-21 score. Justin scores, throws 3 touchdown passes. But first and foremost, the Bears would cover. The defense wouldn't be overwhelmed, and we'd be one loss closer to a higher pick. Thank you for taking my call.
Again, I like picks like the next guy, but it comes down to who you're getting. This is why we're going to have a keen eye on this Bears team, Cap, is that you can get as many picks as you want. You can get whatever you want in free agency, but it's got to work. It's got to work.
Got to work.
Have a plan. Now, listen, we see the plan initially on the surface based on what they have done here. They have made this defense pretty light. Strong in the secondary, but not on the line. So, again, we're going to find out who can play and who can't for the future.
Our front four is awful. Awful. That's a problem. They don't do a good job stopping the run, and now with no Roquan to be able to take Mike Gesicki in coverage. You can't cover Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, Tom's kid, for 6 seconds. You just can't.
Yes.
They're that good. So if Tua doesn't get any pressure, there's no Robert Quinn. There's no Khalil Mack. He's going to sit back there and pick you apart. That's the problem.
It's going to be a clean passing lane, I think, a lot for Tua Tagovailoa.
Agreed.
So that's, but again, it's part of where this team is going. So that's what we're asking you. How important is a victory for you on Sunday, knowing the roster as you see it now, after all the deals that have been made? Westmont, here's Anthony on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Tony.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. Hoodie, hope you had a nice vacation.
Yes, thank you.
So
Indiana was beautiful.
All right, just step out of the way. Let Tony talk, will you? Keep your beak out of it.
At least there's some semblance of a plan now, as opposed to me throwing up my hands, being like, what in the world's going on with this football team and this organization? At least there's something.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't say we don't have men of action in the front office. At least we're doing something. We're trying to get better. I'm a little bit worried about Chase Claypool. I loved him at Notre Dame, and then I don't know what happened to the discipline that that university should have instilled in him.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully he tightened that up a little bit. But I like the general direction. I'm happy that we're taking action as opposed to wondering what in the world's going on.
Look, we have a Ryan Pace, he made a lot of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's obvious. He works in Atlanta now. He's not a GM. He never at the start tore it down because it was torn down, but he never came out and said, look, we got a plan here. It's going to take time. It was just start trying to patchwork the thing and then miss on Kevin White and then miss on Mitch Trubisky and then miss on Leonard Floyd, not the guy in L.A., the guy the way he played here. And so there never felt like there was a plan. Oh, we got to pop up 12-4 in 2018. They added Khalil Mack, and they thought, we're fixed, we're ready to roll. Not so much. This regime, it feels different to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to be able to re-sign Roquan. I don't want to have to tag him. And they have their issues with him. We're moving on. Robert Quinn's 32, turning 33. We're moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Khalil Mack, doesn't make sense to have him here. We're moving on. And we're accelerating all the dead cap money into this year. I like what he's doing.
Yes.
I was critical of him for not giving Justin more help or protection. But the other moves he's made, cannot argue with him.
Yeah, and hopefully that protection that you've been ranting about will come in the next year or two. It's about his protection, man. Remember, the number one thing is about Justin Fields, his development and his health. And with this offensive line being an open gate from time to time, that's not good. That's not good for that guy, that kid's health. He's got to be able to be healthy. How else is he going to learn? You know, he's going to be on his back a lot because of his offensive line. But when he's upright and moving around the pocket, he pays dividends for this team. He's not the finished product yet, but hopefully he will be. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We're getting your thoughts about the Bears on the 2023 home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN 1000.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
J-Hood, morning 7 to 10 on the ride in here on ESPN 1000. Hope that you have a great Friday. It's a football Friday here on the show. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Shannon Oshad comes your way at 8 o'clock. The picks, we go through the college and NFL picks. That'll be at 8:18 right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Charlie is with us here on the show, along with Shay on the other side of the glass. Last night, Carm had a great event. Again, bourbon and bacon. Something special for cystic fibrosis, where you're just trying to support people with that, Cap. And it was a great time at Benny's on Marcy Street. That's Lincoln Park, I believe, right?
Correct.
Yeah. It was a great time. I was there. I stopped in there, and I got myself one of these VIP wristbands.
Nice.
Yes. Now, again, I didn't notice everyone's wristband, Shay. Did everyone get one of these VIP deals?
Most of us got one. I think everybody at the station got a VIP wristband except for Merck, because he wasn't going to be drinking anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And mysteriously, Chris Black did not get a VIP wristband.
Now, why is that? Why didn't Black get one?
You know, I think we would have to ask Carmen. Nobody could figure it out. Abdallah was a VIP. I was a VIP. Tyler Rocky was a VIP.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie was a VIP. Hoodie, I believe you were a VIP.
I am, yes.
I would have been. Carm told me he had a VIP for me. I had something up with Brett, but I participated in the auction. Carm had an amazing auction.
He did, for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Now, what happened with this thing, Charlie? Now, there was an auction item, correct?
Yeah, it was $100, $100 gift card to Greenwood American Kitchen and Bar.
You know that place?
I was there last night. While you guys were at the event,
yeah.
I had to pick Brett up. And then he said, I'm hungry, Dad. Can we go get something to eat? Where do you want to go? Greenwood. We go there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we, while Mark Newman, the owner, was cooking at Bourbon and Bacon, I was eating at his restaurant with Brett, and we were logged on my phone to the auction. Mm-hmm. I got the Justin Fields helmet. Carm's supposed to bring it down here today. I'm excited.
Hey, but what about you, Charlie? Did you bid on something?
So, yeah, I bid on the Greenwood thing because it was a $75, and it was a $100 gift card.
Yeah,
and it was a $15 increase minimum. And so I was like, you know what? You know, let's keep this going. Let's get some money going for this charity.
Sure.
So I bring it up to 15. So I add 15. So it's at $90. I'm thinking, all right, like, let's get the ball rolling.
You live nowhere near Greenwood American
Kitchen. I live in
Kitchen.
Lakeview. I live very far from Greenview. And lo and behold, I get a text that says, you have a payment to make.
Oh, God.
So, he was thinking he was just being a stalking horse.
Yeah. Know,
raising the bidding.
Yes.
So
don't blink.
He's 90, in a sweat.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was out $90 last night for a place that honestly I really probably can't go to because I don't have a car. And like I said, I live in the city.
Right. And so we're sitting there and he said, yeah, I bought a gift certificate to some restaurant up in Highwood. I'm like, wait a minute. Greenwood American Kitchen? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy it.
And you took care of him.
So I bought it.
See, that's
he
good.
He actually made $10
yeah,
in the process.
Yeah, he paid me the full $100. I came out a winner here.
He made $10.
When you think about it.
Why get involved? You get involved in an auction and you can't afford it.
I was kind of excited. Well, you know, I didn't think it would end at 90. I was excited to be a part of an auction.
Then he's standing next to me and he's telling me he won this auction. And I go, what'd you bid on it for? He goes, well, I just wanted to, you know, increase the price. And he goes, well, they're still asking for my credit card info. I could just leave. And I'm like, well, then you're really a bleephole. I mean, yeah. If you just leave and you don't even pay for this thing, you got to at least make the payment.
That's a dick move. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Can't do that. You got to, I mean, it's a charity too. You can't walk out on that, Charlie. I mean, you got plenty of us that could have helped and pitched in and put some money in the hat for
We're
you.
We're all good.
And well, I felt like Dwight Schrute in The Office where he's walking around guessing every price for the silent auction and then he's won everything.
I've been there. It's happened.
It's so great. But at least, Charlie, at least your Cap made you whole. So that's good.
Cap, like I said, I'm operating in the green. I'm 10 bucks up.
That'd be the black. But yeah.
I didn't study economics.
Yeah, but you should know colors.
Correct.
You're in the black.
Yeah.
Tell him, Cap.
You're in the black.
Always bet on
black.
There you go.
There you go.
Man. Shot or no shot in 2 minutes on Chicago's Home
Thanks,
for Sports.
Jason.